The Lower Kuskokwim School District is moving forward on a school-based health center for students in Bethel. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Jacob Jensen, the superintendent for the Lower Kuskokwim School District, says the idea is to offer services provided from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and the state's public health nursing program at a Bethel school.
That could be anything from sports physicals to talking about reproductive health to sexually transmitted diseases to the common cold, you know, all of those different things. While it doesn't have a direct impact on, you know, what we do as far as educating the kids, if you're sick, you know, if you've got a sore throat or you're ill, you're not going to be able to come to school. So if you can get that taken care of while you're at school, we thought that would be a benefit for the community.
The agreements are not yet in place, but Jensen is hopeful it could be open by the end of October. They plan to have it open just one day a month at the start, and the location is not yet finalized at the high school or district office. Regardless of the exact placement, Dr. Joe Klaka, the corporate medical director for YKHC, says locating it near the students is crucial.
It's an important time in your life where frequently students don't really get a lot of medical care because they don't seek it out. And this makes it more convenient. There's a lot of questions they may have, different issues that are unique to students that makes it very available to them.
Klaka says it may be staffed by a pediatric resident through YKHC. Other providers from the public health nursing office could offer services like sexually transmitted infection testing and treatment, plus pregnancy testing and information on birth control. Public health nurse Katie Krings says that is done on a confidential basis.
So they can receive these services. Their parents aren't notified. It's a state law. So they would be able to receive those services at our health clinic here in town, same as they would be at the school-based health center if that gets started.
The YKHC board has not yet acted on the proposal. Jensen says he believes this will be the first student health center of its kind in rural Alaska. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.